Good morning. This is the Ramblings of an Indisciplined Mind podcast for Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. So I came across this show on Netflix called Helix, H-E-L-I-X. And it was not very good. It's kind of a combination of Scott Sigler's Ancestor and Infected books. And if you don't know what those are, then you should go read them. So the basic premise is that you've got a research facility out in Antarctica, and something happens, something gets out. We see this creepy Asian guy who is the head of the thing, and when he sees what's happened, he's like, ah, finally, progress. And the next thing you know, you're at the CDC in Atlanta, and somebody has sent out in the midst of the chaos of this outbreak, sent a thing saying, there's been an outbreak. So for some reason, the CDC feels a need to send this team down to Antarctica, of all places, to try to contain it and see what's going on. And that's, so that's the basic premise. You got this team down there that are looking at it. And it's a team of four, plus they're joined by a military guy. It's actually supposedly the military. It was the military guy that kind of pulled him into it, although it's not totally clear if he's military. So that's the basic setup for it. So when the show starts off at the CDC, we're introduced to this guy who's, the older, my age, thereabouts, the older venerable doctor, maybe not venerable, but, and he's got this assistant he works with who looks like she's probably mid-20s, maybe. And you can tell she is just totally fallen for, she might be late 20s, but she's totally fallen for, mentor doctor, older doctor. You can just see that in her eyes, the way she looks at him. It's just like, okay. And then when the signal comes in, this other woman appears, and she's older. She's probably, late 30s, early 40s. Probably in the 40s, I would say. And, when she shows up, older doctor looks at her stunned, and I'm thinking, okay, here's the ex-wife. And, showing up, younger female doctor is looking at her, looking daggers at her, the dialogue was unspoken. What is she doing here? Did you hear me toss my hair while I said that? I tossed my invisible, fake, made-up female hair, and if you missed it, then you're just not really listening. and I'm just like, okay, so this is going to be the ex-wife. And, sure enough, it is. And that kind of highlights, and I'm not one of these super astute people when I'm watching stuff. The wife will pick up on a lot of things that I won't. Because I generally, when I'm watching something, especially for the first time, I just like to experience it. But, this thing just takes the tropes and it smacks you over the head with them. So they do the whole thing where, they get there, and of course, there's one guy alive who's infected with whatever the heck this is, and that's older doctor guy's brother, who was a researcher there. Coincidence, it's his brother. And all the research facilities for all the genetics companies in all the world, we had to meet up in this one lab in Antarctica, of all places. I'd not be believing that. And, you know, he seems to be, he's lying in bed and he's okay. And then, you know, surprise, 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 when they turn her back, he escapes and he claws his way through the ceiling and he gets into the vents. And then there's another point where, you know, so he's in the vents, they go looking for him, and older doctor, because he's the main character, is all, whenever they got to go looking for him, he plays the, well, he's my brother, so I'm tagging along. You know, and they all acquiesce. So he's looking for him in the vents, you know, we get a very, I don't know, Alien kind of riff on that a little bit. They try to be. That's not done too badly, actually, but, you know, they'll have stuff move behind them and whatnot. You know, they did a jump scare at one point. Once again, expected. This, you know, there's a lot of the expected. But then they find this guy, the security guard, and he's been stripped of his clothes, and he's missing his right hand. Now, that is, I think it's his right hand. Might be his right hand. He's missing one hand. And that's significant because, like, when the CDC team first got there, they injected something into that fleshy part at the base of your thumb, and it's an ident chip so that you can use it to, like, open doors and stuff. You put it up next to the door. I'm pretty darn sure they said it was a tracker as well. I'm pretty darn sure. So this guy, you know, they pulled down the body of this guy, and, you know, he's got his boxers on, and he's missing a hand. And you know, an older doctor guy is sitting there and goes, well, why would he steal his clothes and steal his, and you know, remove his hand? I'm just like, duh. You know, and then surprise, surprise, at the end of the episode, you know, freaky doctor's brother, who's under the influence of whatever this stuff is, is walking down a hallway in a security uniform, and he wants to go into a certain room, and of course he holds up the guard's hand because the guard would have access to everything. They're not smart enough to figure this out and turn off his ident chip so that it can't open everything. It opens up, you know. And that was just the first episode. And I was like, I think I strained my eyes. I was rolling my eyes so hard. There were a couple places where they had in the second episode, they had a woman, she's dissecting a monkey in kind of this darkish room, and, you know, she's got her back to the door, as you do, and she hears something and looks, and there's nothing there. And then she hears something and looks, and, oh, there's a creepy infected person. It, you know, they do it where, I did like them, like, at that moment. They didn't go for the, you know, oh, creepy infected person, and then immediately attacks. You know, they went kind of a different route with that. And I thought, okay, well, at least they transformed that trope a little bit. But I watched two episodes of this, and I'm done. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to label that must-miss TV. The other show I watched a little bit of, and I might go back and finish it. There's only one season, though, so I don't know if it's really worth it, is Shooter. Now, and I think this was a USA series, if I remember correctly. That could have been Helix, but I don't remember. But, so what's odd about this show is, it's actually based on a movie of the same name that starred Mark Wahlberg, and I've not seen the movie. I actually thought about watching it Friday night, and its IMDb score was like in the sixes, and I was like, maybe not. And I don't know that this show is a whole lot better. So you got a main character who is a former sniper in the military, and he's home now, and he's living in this house, and he's got the, you know, the stereotypical beautiful blonde wife with the stereotypical beautiful blonde 8-year-old daughter, and everything's going good, and then his old captain shows up and says, hey, and who works for the Secret Service, says, hey, the president needs your help. We've got intel that the never-been-caught, unknown, badass Russian sniper is going to be in town and try to shoot the president. We need you to scope it out. Oh, and by the way, we've made you a replica of this very custom gun that the sniper uses. So you can test it out and you know what the range is and all this BS. We need you to let us know where the probable spots where he might shoot from so we can protect them. You know, we can cover them, whatever. You know, you can, as soon as they said, oh, we made you this gun that's exact replica of this guy's gun. And of course, they've only got like one fuzzy shot with him with an IR camera, which didn't have any facial features because he had a cap on. And I'm thinking setup all the way, you know. And you know, I was not disappointed. You know, so he's going through and he's scoping stuff out, and you know, it's just like, dude, you know, there's gonna be like CCTV footage. It's gonna be him mapping it out, and of course, then he's gonna be like the next Lee Harvey Oswald, which is really what happened. You know, so he figures it out just at the last second, and he's trying to get to the place where he thinks the shooting's actually going to happen from, is what he considers his A spot. And he gets to this apartment, and there's, you know, the gun that was made for him all set up, but there's no shooter, but a shot rings out. And, you know, turns out it was the visiting Ukrainian president that got shot. And a cop shows up that he was actually in on this thing, and he was just supposed to shoot him dead, but of course he has to, you know, say his name and be the swaggery cop, and that allowed the guy to escape, only to get captured by this FBI agent who thinks something smells hinky. You know, goes to prison. Murder attempt there, escapes from prison. You know, pretty tropish kind of crap. I did find it better. Once he got out of prison, which happened, I think, sometime in the second episode, I watched three episodes of this. It was a lot better because he's outsmarting them. He's a fugitive, but he's trying to clear his name. You know, so you start getting into feeling, you know, a little bit like the fugitive, a little bit, maybe. So, yeah, I would, you know, the thing that surprised me was reading the synopsis of the movie. It seems to be the exact same story. So they're just kind of redoing, and maybe the thought was, well, we'll redo the story for the first, and I don't know if it's over the course of the whole season or over part of it, or if they were going to expand it out, but I, you know, it seems kind of redundant to me to say, oh, we got this whole movie starring Mark Wahlberg, and now we're just going to redo the exact same plot for this TV show. So, yeah. So, you know, if you like fugitive sniper kind of things, you know, I do find this one has some redeeming qualities. And like I say, once I got into like the third episode and he was on the run, it got better. So I might finish it. So I guess I would label this one maybe Miss TV. Yeah. So that's really all I got to talk about for today. So there you go. I watch those shows so you don't have to. You're welcome. But that's all I was thinking about today. I will let that be that. I'll be back on the road tomorrow. And I will be talking to you then. So, be seeing you.